There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search WindowNation.com. Their windows, they're measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. I believe we're now joined by, or will shortly be joined by, Nick Dowd. He'll join us in just a bit from the Washington Capitals.
9-3 Caps.
All they do is just win games at home. They just win games on home ice.
7-1 at home.
The only loss at home was their home opener to the Devils.
They've played 8 home games already.
Yes. Talked about that a few weeks ago. It's early, a lot of home cooking on the schedule for the Caps.
They've got a West Coast trip coming up.
They do.
They got to go out to, I know they go to Utah.
I think Utah and maybe Seattle. I'll double check. I'll see who they visit on the West Coast roadie that's looming.
But 9-3 is a great start, man. Especially the way they're scoring.
You're a college football guy. Would you start Carson Beck over Billy Edwards this week in college fantasy? It's critical for me.
It's a big one. These are big questions.
Can I start Edwards against Oregon?
I don't know.
That doesn't sound good.
Mathematically, he averages more.
I don't know that I'd feel comfortable starting him against the number one team in the country.
Yeah.
3,000 miles
gonna,
from College
it's gonna
Park.
It's going to be a blowout, so they're probably going to have to throw a lot, but I wouldn't feel good about that.
Yeah.
All right, what's the
problem
story?
Is with Carson Beck, man. He's hot or cold.
Yep.
He throws picks a lot in the first half, and then he'll make some plays in the second half.
Yeah.
Like last week, but I would still go with Beck.
Is he not answering, or are they what's
Drafts
going on?
Drafts efforting at that this point.
Caps are trying to track him down.
I'm pretty sure I need to get a black Screaming Eagle jersey at this point. I need to add that to my Caps collection.
I thought you didn't love those when they came out, no? Am I wrong?
I didn't love it originally in the white and the blue.
Okay.
Because that's what they wore originally.
Yeah.
They mixed it up with the black. And the black looks really good.
All right.
With that color scheme. With the Screaming Eagle logo. The Screagle.
While we wait for Dow, you can talk to Vince, who claims the towel idea was his. It's all him.
Oh, he came up with the burgundy towel.
Well, who really
idea?
Did? Was it official that B. Mitch did? Or
I'm going to credit B. Mitch because I saw him talking about it.
This is why I think this guy called in.
All right. Let's go to Vince. Hey, Vince, what's up, buddy?
Hey, this is Vince. I'm from D.C.
Okay.
I got screenshots I can send you. I Instagram B. Mitch on several occasions. He'll answer me back when we're talking about golf. We're talking about bike riding. This time he didn't. I sent it to B. Mitch. I sent it to Doc. And actually, I sent it to Julie Donaldson, too, just to see if anybody had connections with
why give it out my email? And why put my business
there's
out
no
there?
There's no chance that's his email, by the way.
That's impossible. I mean, that's my email.
I can screenshot.
What's your point?
October 5th, October 14th, October 29th.
He's got the receipts.
What is your point, though? You came up with the idea and they stole it from you?
I came up with that because on that Monday night, Pittsburgh took over our stadium. with all those turbo towels with the gold.
Right.
I said, we need to get a burgundy towel. We call it the touchdown towel. And I need to try to get this out there.
The tutty towel.
You guys
major
remember
tutty
that
towel.
They took over our stadium?
Yes, we do remember
that. They took over our stadium with one of those black uniforms. So I'll reach out to B. Mitch as well just to get some ADs. I just want my ADs.
He wants ADs.
See, everybody wants ADs. That's what it comes down to.
He's got a point.
What?
I mean, if he
if he is the genesis of the idea,
yeah, but,
he deserves
it. He emailed a fake Josh Harris.
No, he DM'd B. Mitch, and B. Mitch is taking all the credit.
I can send you. I'll send you the screenshot.
Hold on, is this a stolen valor bit?
Stolen talent. Explain the B. Mitch link again.
Explain B. Mitch what?
Like the link, like how you reached out to him.
He said he DM'd him on Instagram.
On Instagram.
And what did he say?
We always see B. Mitch on opening day, him and Finley down at the stadium
right.
for the Nats. You know, we chit-chat a bunch. And I talked to him about golf. He'll email me back or
bike riding. I know.
Back. But with this, I can say I got the receipts. October 5th, October 14th, October 29th.
Got just the time
to get it out there before the.
He's got it all.
Yes. Exactly.
All right. So I guess we'll give you credit for the burgundy towels.
All right. Do people know who Vince is, though?
No, I don't
Everybody
know who Vince
knows
is.
Me. Everybody knows me. A proud John Carroll graduate, so
oh, that's
there you
too
go.
Bad.
See, now you're going to get pounded by the DeMatha guy.
That school literally is a dump. I mean, I'm just being honest. He knows it. He knows it's true.
He's well aware.
He knows it's true.
Hey, back when we were playing you guys, you know what it was, EB.
We weren't scared of you. Yeah.
What year did you graduate?
86, class of 86.
Just a couple years before us.
Who's Carroll's? Yeah. Did Marvin Graves go to Carroll?
Marvin
went there. Yeah.
Marvin was there.
EB. You know what time it was.
I know a little bit.
I don't think they lost you guys.
All right. Yeah. Well, there you go,
Vince.
Oh,
they lost in 1988.
I've driven by Carroll before. It's not the most aesthetically pleasing campus.
Yeah, it's worse on the inside.
Is it?
It's a dump.
I've never been inside.
They're lucky to still be in service.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
I'm reading the Post article about the towel. It says that one fan went as far to message the owner, Mark Ein. And it says, Chris Gellner of Warrington sent a message to Ein in September.
I know that dude.
That dude hits me up.
Pre-October.
You're stealing Chris's spelling. Yeah.
I live down the street from me. I should have went to him.
Why is there so much stolen valor on the show? Whatever happened with the guy who claimed that the player was pointing at him? I forget his name. Shane?
Yeah. Sean or
Remember
Shane.
Remember we had the one caller call in?
Yes.
Shane
Chad,
never,
no,
hold
on.
Chad. Shane never fought back.
I know Chris.
Chris Gellner
yes.
of Warrington?
We message each other Shane all the time. I've seen him at volleyball events. He's sending me the links. I got his emails with
Mark. This is Towelgate.
I'm seeing his emails with Mark Ein right now.
He's listening right now.
Of course, he's already messaged me.
That's crazy.
And he says, he sends the September 27th. He sent the email to Mark, and Mark's response: that's a really good idea. Let me talk to the team and see if anything's still possible. You're finished, Vince.
Vince,
you're done. See,
what's so cool about it is that the way this came about, actually, we saw B. Mitch do it, but actually a fan, Chris Gellner, sent me a message on social media. I don't know Chris. He sent me some messages at the end of September and said, I've had this idea for the Steelers game forever. I could never really get anyone to listen to the idea, but what do you think if we did this and handed out burgundy towels when the Steelers come to town? I was like, that's a good idea. Let me look into it. And so I called Josh because we talk literally like every day, every other day about things that we want to do to make the place the most amazing fan experience it can. I said, I just got this idea from him. He goes, I love that idea.
Hey, it's John. I love that.
Hey, Vince,
you're a fraud.
Great minds think alike.
All right.
Great minds think alike.
Can you tell us more about your golfing and bike ride exploits with Brian Mitchell? This is Josh Harris.
All right, Vince. See?
All right,
thanks,
guys. He just got nuked.
No, Tailgate.
I know, Chris. Did you set up Vince like you knew you had that in your back pocket?
No.
I knew I had that.
Oh, you knew.
You know, it's a brilliant pivot off of Nick Down not calling us the segment.
Yeah,
I like
Chris,
that.
I chat with Chris a lot about the skins and everything, and he says, yeah, I don't need ADs. They asked me to talk to the Post this week or whatever, and he talked to the Post.
Well, he's one of the few that doesn't
create ADs.
There's
a lot of
ADs.
Quotes in here from Chris, from a guy who doesn't need ADs.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said,
also reaching out to EB. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what it is? No, it says Mark
classic. Yeah. It's a classic.
You know, the Commanders are a rocket ship,
yeah.
And everyone's just trying to attach themselves to the rocket
EB,
ship.
EB, it's like when Rom reaches out to you to talk about Commanders. He doesn't care about the Commanders.
Okay. He just wants you to mention them.
Attention, yeah. AD grabs. You think he cares about the Romanders? No, he cares about Rom. He cares about AD grabs.
Right.
Just like Chris and just like Vince. They're all greedy and they all want their ADs.
Hey, if you want ADs, come out to Sports and Social tonight.
Well done,
Bethesda.
I figured out where it is.
6 p.m.
What was it?
It's not really Bethesda. It's in Pike and Rose.
Oh, okay. They called it North Bethesda. Okay, perfect.
It's not Bethesda. Yeah,
can we?
It should be called Sport
end,
Social Rockville.
Can we end
oh,
this
Rockville?
Whole North Bethesda sham?
Yeah.
Can we end that? It is Rockville.
I like the place. It looks great. That ain't Bethesda.
Not Bethesda at all.
That's Rockville.
It's
Are
so
they claiming
Rockville.
That they're in North Bethesda?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. They claim that. I don't know if it's a mailing address. I don't know what the deal is.
All right, let's go to D. Woods. Haven't heard from him in a while.
He's so far from North Bethesda.
He likes ADs, so, too. Listen to this story.
D, what's
far
up?
Away.
Everybody likes ADs.
Listen. Here's the power of the jump.
All right. Yes.
Last night in Atlanta, I'm at a wine bar in Buckhead, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking to this young lady, and we're talking about D.C., and I start laughing, cracking up laughing, and I see this guy peeking over from the other side of the bar,
mm-hmm.
and still talking to these two chicks at the bar.
Right.
We're having a good time. And the guy goes, that dude's a radio star from D.C. And I go, what? And he goes, I know exactly who you are. I listen to the Junkies every day. You're D. Woods. And I go, this is unbelievable.
Right.
My voice was recognized 700 miles away.
Very
so that's
nice.
The power
we love
of
that.
The junk. So,
what were you drinking at the wine bar?
I'm a little bit foofy. I had some rosé.
That can hit the spot at times.
Is that
it's not
a,
bad?
Is rosé a drink a guy drinks?
Well, I'm
kind of like
no.
Valdez walking around the stadium. Yeah.
No, women.
Here comes
yeah.
EB's
women
tough
like
guy attitude. Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm a tough
you
know, guy.
Hey, D, don't let him bully you. Rosé.
Oh no,
it's
not going to bully me. I'm sorry, I don't drink a zillion Jack and Cokes that rot out my teeth.
Well, they were rotten way before.
He drinks Jack and Diet Coke, by the way.
Yeah, Jack and Diet.
Yeah, that's like the sugar count in that's not still high. But go ahead, that's why.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. I didn't think rosé was
me,
a thing that guys drink. Do guys drink rosé?
I've had rosé before. You know what it is? All it is delicious.
This reminds me of a story.
Good.
Jason, didn't you have a story back when we were syndicated for 3 years at night and we were on in Detroit? Didn't you go to a Tigers game and somebody
Yes, I
heard
went to the
you?
Original Tiger Stadium. I mean, my boy Scott and we went. We were chilling. I don't know. We were right behind home plate.
Mm-hmm.
And some guy behind us recognized my voice.
Nice.
That, goes, to me, on. Is the all-time greatest story.
He goes, are you Lurch?
You said, yes. I hate the nickname,
because we
but
were
yes,
on,
it's
we were,
me.
Because we were
WDFN.
On
WDFN.
That was
we
one
on
of our big affiliates. Yeah.
Yeah. And he recognized the voice.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Then I tried to move
but
seats.
These stories pretty good, too, though.
It's pretty good.
It's very good.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
He picks his spots on the show.
What do you mean? When he calls in?
He doesn't call in every day.
Right.
He picks his spots.
Mm-hmm.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
And he was recognized.
Yeah. All right, I guess we're still trying to track down Nick Dowd. Do we have an update on that, Drabby?
They're going to try to get him on at the end of the show. They're having trouble getting hold of him.
All right, they can't find us.
Well, stuff happens. I think they said he's having
phone
issues.
Somebody now, there's a bunch of people now still want to chime in on the towel idea. Hold on, Cakes.
Towelgate continues?
Yeah, hold on.
What? It's an open line Thursday.
Want to do it when we come back?
Yeah, we can. If everybody wants to claim that they came up with the burgundy towel idea, just like Vince did, even though he was late to the party, can call us at 800-636-1067 on an open line Thursday.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.